علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We were previously focusing on the 31st letter that had some very beautiful points to keep in mind for those who are in leadership roles. We are now going to focus on some other sermons, especially sermon number 16, sermon number 83, and various other sermons. Inshallah, I will keep on mentioning as I quote a sermon or a phrase from a sermon, so that we can take benefit from the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam. But currently we want to focus on one of the very important advices, some of the most important pieces of advice and requirements for managing and leadership, which is to have what we call taqwa or piety. Inshallah, we shall discuss about this in the sessions.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We were discussing about the idea of taqwa, or the concept of taqwa. And as you know, taqwa is one of those very, very common statements that are there in the Nahjul Balagha. A lot of sermons, in fact, majority of the sermons start with statements of taqwa. And if I would not be also exaggerating if I say all the sermons have certain relationship with this taqwa, the idea of taqwa, which is piety. Now, if you notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran also, when talking about taqwa, He says, for example, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون, that fasting has been prescribed for you, or has been prescribed upon you, like it was prescribed upon those before you, so that you achieve piety. So we notice that certain aspects of the Islamic law and the Sharia itself is there to bring about piety. On the other hand, we notice that some of the people, they define taqwa as performing the wajibat and avoiding the muharramat, which is actually not the, you cannot say this is the meaning of taqwa, but it is the result of having taqwa. So what is actually taqwa? According to the scholars, taqwa is a state of the heart. It is a manifestation, is a manifested state of the nafs, of the heart of a person. And therefore, it is not an action or not doing an action. It is these actions and not doing certain actions and avoiding certain things are results of that state. Now, what is that state? Inshallah, we shall elaborate on that very soon. Let us explain a bit certain things first. And that is that when you, for example, look at the Quran and you observe, for example, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, okay, there you will say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إذ قال لهم أخوهم هود, when the community of Hud was told by their brother, Prophet Hud, where he's told, or when he says, أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, their brother Nuh tells them, what? Why don't you be pious? Now you see, these are statements that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran repetitively, which have a lot of relevance.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these aspects of taqwa, in certain areas of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with taqwa and then talks about ita'ah. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. The prophets, they would tell this to the people, that have piety of Allah and obey me. وأطيعون. That means the obedience of the Prophet, which is actually the religiosity of a person, is secondary to piety. That being the case, it actually gives that understanding that taqwa, there is a kind of taqwa that is a preliminary for a person to become religious. See, this is another type of taqwa. But there are certain types of taqwa which are after a person becomes religious. So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that the Quran is hudan lil muttaqin, that it is a guidance for those who are pious. So there is a piety that brings about religiosity. But then when a person becomes religious, then there is another level, a higher level of piety. So if you notice, piety also has got its levels. There is one piety that makes a person prepared for accepting the right religion, for taking the right path. Okay? And there is another type of piety which is a result of following the religion. So when you follow that religion, you achieve a higher level of piety. Now how these levels of piety interact with one another and what are their preliminaries and requirements and everything, inshallah, we shall slowly discuss in the coming sessions until we actually go into the discussion that Imam Ali alayhi salam has given us in Nahjul Balagha itself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه